Former state senator runs for Costa Mesa mayor. The county of Orange was in turmoil in 1994 after having filed bankruptcy that December. It was out $1.67 billion in investment losses, becoming the largest municipal bankruptcy in history. John Moorlock, a CPA and financial planner, was appointed county treasurer tax collector following the bankruptcy, and within 18 months he assisted the county's exit of Chapter 9 bankruptcy. He now is running for mayor of Costa Mesa in the November 8 election. His sole opponent is incumbent John Stevens. Before the bankruptcy, Moorlock said he tried to warn the county of a possible financial crisis and criticized the county's treasurer at the time for leveraging money on interest rates. He said he knew if rates went up, the practice would quickly fail. No one listened, Moorlock said. Rates went up and the county's pool of money vanished. A few weeks after the bankruptcy, I was returning phone calls to the dozens of reporters who were calling for comment, Moorlock told the Epoch Times. In one instance, he remembered a conversation with one reporter who weeks prior had little interest in hearing what Moorlock had to say. Moorlock recently recalled the reporter said, "John, you're right. I missed the story." To which he replied, "Not only did you miss it, you missed the Pulitzer Prize, and I tried to help you." Costa Mesa's current debt, he said, is central to why he's in the race. "What I'm finding personally is that from an early age, about 25, I've always been concerned about debt," he said. "It's probably been one of the key reasons why I decided to run." After 12 years as county treasurer, Moorlock served 2 terms as an Orange County supervisor and 5 years as a California state senator representing District 37, which encompasses much of South Orange County. He said he decided to run now in the mayoral race because of what he says is the city's fiscal failings. A 2021 financial report produced by the city showed Costa Mesa with an unrestricted net deficit of $243 million due to budgeting issues and large liabilities the city owes. According to Moorlock, this deficit ranks Costa Mesa last out of the 34 cities in the county. "The residents and voters of Costa Mesa deserve a choice. Are they happy with being in last place?" he said. "They need someone who has experience in the public sector and that can bring his private CPA experience to the table." Besides fiscal responsibility, other issues he seeks to address, if elected, are homelessness and personal property crimes. "In his own neighborhood," he said, "there has been an issue with mail theft. We just recently had to replace our mailboxes because they were getting opened. On the whole street, all the mailboxes would be opened," he said. "If you didn't pick up your mail that day, someone else came by and picked it up for you." When he was chairman of the Orange County Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee, Moorlock worked with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, Sheriff, Chief of Probation, and Healthcare Agency Director to implement Laura's Law, which allows for court-ordered assisted outpatient treatment for those with serious mental illness. The effort began, Moorlock said, in 2011 after a homeless schizophrenic individual was shot and killed by 4 police officers. Some complained at the time saying if the law had been in place at the time, the individual could have been in treatment instead of homeless. According to Moorlock, after 4 years of lobbying, he successfully helped Orange County become the first in the state to adopt the law. Of the 58 counties in California, 30 have since followed suit, and in 2020 Moorlock co-authored a California Assembly bill making the law permanent in those counties. As an Orange County supervisor, he also served as chairman of the Commission to End Homelessness. During his time, he helped push through more bills at the state level to combat homelessness. One such measure he put forth in 2018 was a $2 billion bond ballot initiative, which was approved by voters, to provide housing for mentally ill homeless individuals. The same year, he also co-authored another bill with California Senator Scott Wiener to provide more mental health early intervention and prevention resources for youth. When he's not working, Moorlock said he enjoys spending time with his grandkids, of which he has 7, and reading from his collection of 4,000 books. He and his wife Trina have lived in Costa Mesa since 1984, and he said they have visited almost all of the over 1,000 historical landmarks in the state. City campaign filings show he has raised over $25,000 since his first filing on September 9th through his latest on September 20th.